You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball.
Tena serves it into right field. Back is Rodriguez. He makes the catch. Right tags. The throw home. Offline. Right scores. Grizzlies win.
Fresno Grizzlies Baseball is brought to you by Save Mart, Express Furniture Rentals, Les Provence Apartment Homes, Toyota, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. The Fresno Grizzlies pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Here is the voice of the Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
After a tough loss on Thursday night, the Fresno Grizzlies look to shake it off against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. It's game four of this six-game series in downtown Fresno. Good evening to you and welcome to Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Tim Slack. The Grizzlies won the first two games of the series against the California League's first half winners in the South Division, but a tough loss last night as it got away in the middle innings. Fresno gave up a run in the fourth. Starter Jackson Cox ended his outing there, but he would get tagged with the loss as the bullpen surrendered eight runs and the Grizzlies fell 9-3. But overall, it was a good month in July for Fresno. Grizzlies were 14-10, their best single month winning percentage of the season. It's the third consecutive winning month for the Grizzlies, and they reached 500 overall in terms of a winning percentage for the first time since April. And really, it was, 86 games later that they got back to 500. So they're fighting for that again tonight as they are 49-50 entering the night, but more concerned about where they are in the second half. 20-13 overall. They're two games back of San Jose, but in pole position for that second playoff spot if San Jose wins the second half as well, as the Grizzlies have a four-game lead over Modesto. Meanwhile, their guests, Rancho Cucamonga, they're cruising. They're just four games back. They're in last place in the South in the second half, but they already won the first half. They've already had a bunch of players called up and a few more that were on the team early in the season that were traded in the trade deadline and all the madness that happened yesterday. So they're looking okay, and their offense looked pretty good last night as they pounded out nine runs. But the Grizzlies have some reinforcements as well. A couple of additions from the Arizona Complex League, as 18-year-old Roldy Brito is red hot, 5-for-10 in his first two starts, including a double and three stolen bases. And Wilder Delise, who just turned 19 on his debut this past Wednesday, 4-for-8 in two games with three RBIs and a stolen base. We're going to get to know Wilder in just a minute, but want to remind you that the Chuck Chancey Gold pregame show is brought to you by Chuck Chancey Gold. Come on up and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops for a day or an extended getaway. Chuck Chancey promises an unforgettable experience. We're going to get to know Wilder Delise with the assist of Juan Castillo as translator, and then we'll get you starting lineups and first pitch. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Ready to step into your Grizzlies era? Join us at Chuck Chancey Park for In My Grizzlies Era Night on August 1st. Enjoy hits from your favorite pop superstar. Show off your creativity at our friendship bracelet making station. Snap the perfect pic at our themed photo ops. And celebrate a ballpark experience like no other. Plus, make sure to stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, from nonstop entertainment to memories that last a lifetime, Chuck Chancey Park has it all. Join in on the fun. Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here. Calling all heroes, Marvel Superhero Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, August 15th, presented by Arden General. Be among the first 2,500 fans and receive an exclusive comic book giveaway. Meet amazing costume character performers, capture legendary photos, and gear up with exclusive Marvel merchandise available only at the Grizzlies team store. Then, stick around post-game for a spectacular Friday night fireworks show presented by ABC 30. Tickets are flying fast. Get yours today at the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office or online at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Welcome back to Chancy Park as the Grizzlies and the Quakes play game four of the six-game series. One of the big offensive threats just joined the team, just turned 19 years old on Wednesday night. Wilder DeLeese, the shortstop for the Grizzlies, also earned the Rockies organizational prospect of the month for his work in the ACL over the month. But Wilder, first of all, how are you settling in Fresno?
Nah, primeramente te está introduciendo. Te ganaste el jugador del mes de los Rockies, acá de llegar, te ha ido bien ofensivamente. ¿Y que cómo te sientes de que llegaste a Fresno?
De verdad me siento bien, esto es otro escenario, otro ambiente. Y el equipo me ha tratado bien el coach, el manager, o sea, me siento demasiado bien, me siento en casa.
Said it feels at home, like the environment. How the fans been treating us, cheering on us, the team from the clubhouse, we got a really good vibe, and yeah, he's been feeling like he's home since he got here.
Well, it certainly has made it look like it's at home. Organizational prospect of the month, promotion from the ACL, end of that season, new setting in Fresno, and just celebrated a birthday. What has the last week been like?
Nada, que llegaste, te ganaste el jugador del mes de los Rockies, nuevo equipo, te promovieron de la rookie para acá, celebraste tu cumpleaños y has demostrado que te has sentido en casa. ¿Cómo ha sido todo eso? ¿Cómo se ha sentido todo eso que él acaba de decir esta semana?
Eso es un sentimiento, una vibra increíble, porque, o sea, que te sucedan muchas cosas a la vez, o sea, que tu cumpleaños, te promovieron, que te vaya bien un juego, que te sientas bien en el campo, o sea, es una vibra increíble, ¿me entiendes? O sea, una emoción, los fanáticos, me gusta todo.
Yeah, I said it feels really good, feels like, loves that, like having all that in the same week, birthday, promotion. Feeling really good on the field. He says it's a vibe, it's a good vibe, having all that together since the first week he's been here. It's kind of like a blessing to him.
I've asked Juan about this before, but a lot of Venezuelan ball players have had a lot of success this year, especially in the California League. What is your pride from Maracay, Venezuela? What is your pride in being from Venezuela? And how has the adjustment just to the States been for you?
Nah, que él me ha preguntado a mí varias veces, que me ha dicho varias veces que aquí hay mucho venezolano en esta liga y que cómo se siente eso, tener tanto venezolano, por ejemplo, cuando jugamos contra otro equipo, que hayan bastante venezolanos en tu equipo. ¿Cómo se siente? O sea, es un orgullo para ti todo eso, jugar rodeado de tanta gente del país donde uno viene.
Sí, yo me siento bien jugando con mis compañeros venezolanos, igualmente con los dominicanos, los americanos, puertorriqueños, con todas las personas. Pero siempre feliz con todo.
Yeah, it's really big proud for him to like play around a lot of guys from Venezuela, even Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Americans, like. He loves that, like having all countries together.
It is cool to see how that all comes together. At 19 years old, the whole world kind of descends into professional baseball right now. But you look like you've been doing this for a long time. You seem so comfortable. What has made you feel comfortable at the plate in your first 8 at-bats as a Grizzly?
Nah, 19 años. Te ha visto demasiado con demasiada confianza, comodidad. Te ha ido bien a tu corta edad. ¿Qué has hecho para sentirte así también en tus primeros 8 turnos aquí con nosotros, aquí en Fresno?
Seguí haciendo mi rutina, o sea, seguí haciendo lo mismo, lo que siempre he hecho desde DCL hasta ACL y ahorita aquí en Fresno. O sea, manteniendo mi plan, lo que es buscar una buena recta. Si me tiran un picheo rompiente, o sea, tratar de hacer contacto. Y siempre manteniendo el plan que es darle duro, duro, duro para el medio, sin buscar más nada, solo mi approach.
Nah, basically been doing same routine that's been working to him since from the DCL, Dominican Summer League. He found his routine that's making him successful, and he's not changing it, finding a good fastball and hitting it hard through the middle.
Y controlando mis emociones, o sea, manteniendo siempre mi mente fría, o sea, siempre enfocado en el pitch y cero enfocado en los fanáticos. O sea, siempre con la mente fría, una buena respiración y vamos a batear.
And controlling his emotion, trying to be the more focused he can be on the field, watching the game, watching the pitcher, how he's throwing, so he knows what he's doing, forgetting about everything outside the field, so he can perform good on the field.
Well, there, bien, gracias por tu tiempo.
Thank you. Let's go, Grizzly.
That's Wilder Diaz, and special thanks to Juan Castillo for helping translate. Well, they're in the lineup tonight. Ben Fitt at shortstop. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups in first pitch when we come back on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network. Attention all students. The Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass. Good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chuck Chancey Park. Grizzlies and the Quakes playing Game 4 of a 6-game series as they start the weekend half of the set. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Rancho 55-44 overall, 14-19. In the second half, manager John Shoemaker will have Emil Morales at shortstop. Jaron Elkins, the center fielder, bat second. Samuel Munoz, the powerful left-handed bat in left field, hits third. Chase Harlan at third base will bat cleanup. Mairo Martinus is the right fielder, batting fifth. Oswaldo Osorio with DH, left-handed bat, bats sixth. Jackson Nicholas had a big RBI knock last night. Left-handed first baseman will hit seventh. Angel Diaz, the catcher, hits eighth. And Eduardo Guerrero, the second baseman, will bat ninth. Sterling Paddock on the mound tonight for the Quakes. Fresno 49-50. They're 20-13 in the second half. Manager Cesar Galvez will have Roldy Brito in center field leading off. Roynier Hernandez is the second baseman batting second. Then it'll be Kelvin Hidalgo at third. And Derek Bernard, the cleanup man, in left. Wilder Dalis, the shortstop, will bat fifth. Kevin Fitzer at first base hits sixth. Felix Tena, the DH tonight, bat seventh. Yaker Reyes in right field hits eighth. Alan Espinal will catch him at ninth. And Angel Jimenez on the mound for the Grizzlies tonight as he looks to get the Grizzlies back on track and at least earn a split in this series. We'll take a break for the National Anthem. When we come back, we'll have first pitch from Chuck Chancey Park on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Ready to step into your Grizzlies era? Join us at Chuck Chancey Park for In My Grizzlies Era Night on August 1st. Enjoy hits from your favorite pop superstar. Show off your creativity at our friendship bracelet making station. Snap the perfect pic at our themed photo ops. And celebrate a ballpark experience like no other. Plus, make sure to stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, from nonstop entertainment to memories that last a lifetime, Chuck Chancey Park has it all. Join in on the fun. Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here. Calling all heroes, Marvel Superhero Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, August 15th, presented by Arden General. Be among the first 2,500 fans and receive an exclusive comic book giveaway. Meet amazing costume character performers, capture legendary photos, and gear up with exclusive Marvel merchandise available only at the Grizzlies team store. Then, stick around post-game for a spectacular Friday night fireworks show presented by ABC 30. Tickets are flying fast. Get yours today at the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office or online at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Fireworks crowd on hand tonight for the fourth game of a six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Fresno Grizzlies. It's In My Grizzlies Era night, so a bunch of dance and cheer groups from around the area in attendance, making for a pretty lively crowd on Friday night. Maybe the what has been a really well-attended series, the best attendance of the week and the best attendance since 4th of July weekend. Once again, good evening to you, and welcome to downtown Fresno at Chuck Chancey Park as the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes finishing up their only trip to downtown Fresno this year, taking on the Fresno Grizzlies. Angel Jimenez will get the ball tonight for Fresno, 1-3 with a 6.75 ERA this year, and really good stuff for the right-hander. He has shown flashes of just absolute brilliance. 17 innings, given up 18 hits, but the strikeout numbers are there. He has struck out 22 and walked 10. He has given up some hits, though, and I think settling in tonight will be a big key for him. How quickly can he get settled and feel like all his stuff is at work? And so Jimenez will take the ball for the Grizzlies tonight. The 22-year-old, 6'2", 190 pounds from Port Lamar, Venezuela. He was an international free agent signing back when he was 16 years old by the Colorado Rockies out of Venezuela. And he will face Emil Morales and then Jaron Elkins and Samuel Munoz for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as we are set to go on this Friday night. 97 degrees as Jimenez winds and deals a first pitch strike at 95. And we are underway at 7:06. Not too shabby. 0-1 to Morales. And the pitch is roped through the left side into left field past the dive of Kelvin Hidalgo. And Morales has a leadoff base hit for the Quakes. Grizzlies defense tonight brought to you by Save Mart, your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Derek Bernard in left field tonight after a start in right last night. It'll be Roldy Brito in center. Yaker Reyes back in the lineup in right field. Kelvin Hidalgo remains at third. It's Wilder Diaz at short. Rainier Hernandez in second. Kevin Fitzer at first. And Alan Espinal behind the plate. Jaron Elkins, the California League leader in stolen bases, takes down and away at 95 miles an hour. A 273 hitter with 8 home runs. In the 50s, 53 stolen bases in 57 attempts. Morales has only played 5 games with the Quakes and haven't seen him run much as Elkins fouls back a fastball over the plate from Jimenez, which evens the count at 1-1. Home plate umpire tonight, Reed Hoover. Nathaniel Rodriguez is on the bases. 1-1 to Elkins. Jimenez immediately into the stretch just after his second pitch of the game. His 1-1 to Elkins cued back towards second. To the left is Hernandez. He'll field and his only play is at first where Elkins was speeding up the line. But a slow hit cue shot that was spinning sideways past the mound. And Hernandez gets the sure out. Up to second is Morales. There's one out and a runner in scoring position. As Samuel Munoz, left-hand power threat, comes to the plate. 11 home runs on the year, 253 hitter. He has been a fixture in this lineup. This is his 94th game, and this is game number 100 this season for both teams. Jimenez checking Morales on second. First pitch to Munoz is a high fastball, 96 miles an hour, easily taken by Samuel Munoz. One ball, no strikes. Had a good crowd, and they're kind of spread out from foul pole to foul pole tonight. 1-0 pitch from Jimenez, and it is outside. Taken for ball two. Sometimes, even on big nights, see one section kind of left untouched and maybe one section heavily filled in. It just kind of spread out all over this evening. A good crowd on hand. 2-0 pitch. Munoz lays off another fastball. That one wasn't close. 3-0 as Jimenez misses outside. Jimenez at times can give up an early hit with nobody on base and then kind of struggle to find his rhythm from the stretch. 3-0, and that is on the outside corner. Called strike. Munoz dropped his bat and was headed to first base. Tossed it across the plate into the right-hand batter's box. And Reed Hoover said, not so fast. 3-1 to Munoz. Morales leading off second, being held on by DeLeese. And the 3-1 pitch, that's a better pitch over the plate, but down low and ruled ball four. So it's first and second. Thought that was a more aggressive pitch than the one called the strike. Maybe just down below the knees. And so getting a feel for Reed Hoover's strike zone tonight. Just the second time we've seen him behind the plate. Good to see Nathaniel Rodriguez okay. He got beat up last night. A couple of balls. I think both a foul ball and then a ball just pitched straight to his arm. Here's Chase Harlan. Two on and one out. And he swings past a fastball just above his belt. 0-1. Harlan hitting 188 in four games with the Quakes. This being his fifth. He's 3-for-16. Does have a home run. Big, powerful bat that plays 30. Fans at a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Passed him at the belt. And Jimenez ahead 0-2. Jimenez straight heat. So a guy drafted out of high school. 0-2, there goes Morales. Runners go. Pitch down low. Espinal's throw goes to second. And Hernandez does a good job just to corral it to prevent a wild throw. It's a double steal for the Quakes. The most aggressive team in the California League on the bases. It'll be their 232nd and 233rd steal. Morales gets his first as a Quake. Infield draws in 1-2 to Harlan. Jimenez from the stretch deals, and it's a fastball at 98, fouled off. And it's 1-2. They picked a really good pitch to run on. That was an 0-2 breaking ball down and away. That was really tough for Espinal. Both location and movement. 1-2 again. Jimenez deals. This is popped up on the infield. Fitzer dropping back. Hernandez going back. Hernandez going to call him off, and Hernandez makes the catch. Morales was three-quarters of the way home. In case that one dropped, he surely would have scored. And Hernandez squeezes it for the out, the second out of the inning. Kind of like that from the Quakes. And I think that is Johermán Chávez, if I have the numbers right. No, sorry, Junior Zeppa, the third base coach, is now Miro Martinus. Will come to the plate, and he takes down and away. Ball one from Jimenez. Martinus in 252. He's got three home runs. Jimenez kicks and deals, and it's a fastball down and away. Two balls and no strikes. But I like the aggressiveness, what I was saying there, because how many times do you see a player able to turn after making a catch on a pop-up and make a 100-foot throw back to a base across the diamond. 1-0. Martinus fouls it back. And they count even, one ball and one strike. Create the risk on the other end, and if Hernandez had wanted to throw it to third, potentially gets Morales home anyways. 2-1 pitch from Jimenez. That's a good fastball right at the belt. Called strike. And it's even, two balls, two strikes to Martinus. Jimenez trying to strand two runners on, second and third with two outs. And Martinus will take time before the 2-2 pitch. Leadoff single by Emil Morales. Ground out Got him over, and then a walk, and then a double steal. 2-2 pitch. Jimenez deals. Chopper up the middle. Big bounce for Hernandez. Going to field right in front of the bag. Throws low. Fitzer's got it, and that's the out to end the first inning. Rainier Hernandez with a couple of plays, all of the plays in the first, and keeps Rancho off the board as Angel Jimenez works out of a jam. No runs, one hit, two left on for the Quakes through one half inning. Rancho 0, Fresno coming up. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Oh, no, the PTA. They've spotted me. 2025 Toyota Grand Highlander Hybrid. Get us far from here. With 36 miles per gallon, I'm outrunning Judgy Glares. 362 horsepower, perfect for escaping a bake sale sign-up sheet. All-wheel drive, built for pavement, gravel, and the instability of a PTA talent show. Plus, premium JBL speakers drown out all the drama. You'll never take me alive! Toyota, let's go places.
Whether shopping for your everyday meals or preparing for that special occasion, Save Mart has your bases covered. Save Mart is your hometown store, and they take pride in offering you the very best of the Central Valley and beyond. From friendly people to fresh produce, delicious meats, and prices that respect your budget. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Grizzlies haven't seen too many left-handers this week. In fact, they just saw Justin Chambers last night. And so Sterling Paddock, the 6'1 southpaw, 18th round pick by the Dodgers 2 years ago out of Baldwin Park, California, will make the start. 20 years old, coming off of a career-high six-inning no-hitter, which he struck out 7 against Visalia back on July 26. It'll be Roldy Brito, Roynier Hernandez, and Kelvin Hidalgo against him. And Roldy Brito watches a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Paddock, 2-4 with a 4.12 ERA this year. 0-1 pitch to the switch-hitting Brito is down low. Another 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Evens the count, 1-1. Brito, 5-for-10 in his first two games with the Grizzlies. 2-0 pitch, and he sprays one foul right above the Grizzlies' dugout. 1-2. Paddock taken out of South Hills High School down in West Covina. He has struggled on the road. 1-2. Chap back to the mound, and Paddock will field. Spin, throw, and throws offline. Brito had it awfully close up the first baseline anyways. That's a real tough play for Paddock coming downhill. We'll see officially how that goes. It's a hit. And Roldy Brito, who's got a couple of stolen bases, is on base. The defense behind Paddock will have Munoz in left, Elkins in center, Martinus in right, Harlan at third, Morales at short, Guerrero at second, Nicholas at first, and Angel Diaz behind the plate. Rainier Hernandez will come to the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup. And the first throw over from Paddock is down low. 1-1, or sorry, is over, I don't know what I was looking at. It's over to first, but it was low. As Hernandez is over. Back safely. Here's Hernandez. Paddock kicks in, deals, and it's a fastball up and away. Brito off first, pitch from Paddock, and that is a fastball in the inside corner. Called strike. 1-1. Rainier hitting .267 on the year. No home runs, but he's driven in 32. Third baseman Harlan in on the grass. 1-1 pitch, and Hernandez swings and fouls back a fastball. Out of play. 1-2. Burrito has shown his willingness to run. 22 steals in the Arizona Complex League. He's already had a few here. 1-2, not going there, and Hernandez fights back a high fastball. That was up around his shoulders and in. And Hernandez just sends it backwards. So 1-2 to Roy Neer. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Roldy Brito had a 30-foot single to start the inning. Paddock, 1-2. Delivers, and Hernandez chases a breaking ball down and away for strike three. Lefty-lefty breaking ball. Big sweeping action, nice and slow, down and away. And Hernandez, who was in fight mode, ends up chasing. One out and one on for Kelvin Hidalgo. Hidalgo hitting 243. He has four home runs this year. Grizzlies leader in stolen bases, up over 30. And they'll check on Brito with a throw over. Back in standing up. Hidalgo, 35 steals in 41 attempts. So when he has been on base, this is a really fast team when you think about it. Paddock deals. There goes Brito. Called strike. The throw down to second. One hop, and they got him. Tag applied by Guerrero. And Diaz threw a low-lining throw that skipped to second, and it put Guerrero's glove in a perfect position. I didn't think Brito had an excellent jump there. And so Paddock, 0-1 and two outs to Hidalgo. Misses outside with a fastball. Evens the count, 1-1. One pitch. Hidalgo off the hands. Fights a pop-up off to the right. Back behind the Grizzlies dugout. It's 1-2. Grizzlies playing the Dodgers affiliate this week. And a fair amount of Dodgers jerseys in attendance to show their support for the Quakes. 1-2 to Hidalgo. Paddock's breaking ball cut on and miss. Down and away. And Hidalgo goes down on strikes. As Paddock has two'd in the first inning and derails the Grizzlies' leadoff single. No runs a hit, nobody left on. Through one, the Fresno Grizzlies and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are tied at zero. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grizzly fans, get ready for an exciting season at Chick Chansey Park. Every Thursday home game will feature a brand new one-versus-one food truck battle thanks to our friends at Fresno Street Eats. Local food trucks will compete head-to-head with creative themes, and the best part is, it's up to you to decide who wins. Try each dish and vote for your fan favorite. And with the introduction of Thursday Ballpark Pass, you can get into each Thursday home game for just $49.
Get revved for Chuck Chansey Gold's $600,000 Rev Up Your Summer Truck and Cash Giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chansey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play. Scoreless first inning and a rowdy bunch here on this Friday night here in downtown Fresno. Fresno Grizzlies in the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes playing the fourth game of this six-game series. And what is the only trip that Rancho will make to Fresno this year. So the last time as the Dodgers affiliate, and we talked a little bit about it last week with Modesto being no more. The Mariners will go down to Inland. Inland will have the Angels transfer to Rancho, and the Dodgers will take over the new team in Ontario. Oswaldo Osorio takes a first pitch outside from Angel Jimenez to start the second. Left-hand hitter, Osorio lifts a high fly ball down the right field line. Into the corner goes Reyes at the wall, at the track, leaps! He made the catch, leaping over the wall! No, he didn't! Home run! Reyes with an excellent effort, and Osorio ends up with the homer. What an effort from Reyes! But Oswaldo Osorio hits his second of the year, and the Quakes take the early lead. What a ball. This one just kept carrying. Reyes goes right out and could not squeeze it. Might have come down, and now the Grizzlies are going to check on him. So it's 1-0 Quakes, a solo homer. And now Jackson Nicholas will take a first pitch strike. Jimenez back on the dirt. One ball, one strike. That effort was incredible by Reyes. Osorio kind of paused in disbelief as Nicholas fouls a pitch back. He had a really good night last night, 214 hitter. Want to get back to that play, but want to get you up to speed on Nicholas. 3-for-4 last night. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt from Jimenez. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The left-handed bats in the lineup have done some damage against the Grizzlies. That's their third home run this week. Fastball just off the plate away. And the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I don't think I've seen any team go right out to the splash park twice in a series. Nicholas grounds one up the middle and past the glove of Roynier Hernandez. Reyes looks to be okay after the leap over the wall. Gets it in quickly. But it's 2 hits to start the inning for Rancho. I mean, you could see as Reyes tracked that one, he had his glove on it, but he was trying to show the ball. And as soon as he got over, he saw the ball come out. That was an excellent effort. Here's Angel Diaz. Takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1. I mean, that would have been play of the year type stuff. A one pitch. Diaz, a short liner to third. Hidalgo picks it, throws the second for one. Hernandez, a great turn, double play. That's what the Grizzlies do best. Their 87th turn of the season. And that will loosen the pressure off of Jimenez after 2 hits to start the year. It's a low line drive on the breaking ball that backed up Hidalgo. But the turn of Roynier, such a strong arm to get the out. They've been a bulk of the double plays, whether Hidalgo's at third or at short. Eduardo Guerrero, switch hitting second baseman, who has a home run in this series, comes to the plate, takes a first pitch breaking ball for a strike. Jimenez backs it up with another. That's on the outside corner for a called strike two. And now Jimenez trying to get out of the second with no further damage. The 0-2 pitch is fouled back off to the left. Still 0-2 to Guerrero. 224 hitter on the year. I tell you, too, you got to be careful. The fans out on the berm, but the kids out there did a great job getting out of the way. 0-2 in the dirt. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Saw a fan ready to make a play of his own. And it seemed like he saw Reyes coming in and got out of the way. That could have hurt. 1-2. On the outside corner, caught strike three. Breaking ball. Oh, he's fancy. Got him looking to end the second. He almost had the play of the year. Instead, the Quakes have a 1-0 lead. One run, including the homer on Oswaldo Osorio's second of the year. 2 hits. and nobody left on. Rancho leading 1-0, middle of the second on the Fresno Grizzlies audio network.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, the Grizzlies now trailing 1-0 as it's the bottom of the second at Chick Chansey Park. Beautiful Friday night. The sun is hidden behind the stands here at Chick Chansey Park. And that means the field is in the shade. Makes it a little bit easier for fielders to track the ball off the bat. But the Grizzlies need to pick up Sterling Paddock. It'll be Derek Bernard, Wilder DeLeese, and Kevin Fitzer due up against the Quakes left-hander. As Paddock winds and deals, and Bernard sends a high fly ball, tailing foul down the left field line. Bounces up onto the roof of the Estrella Jalisco Cantina. Bernard, a good series. He's up to 289 on the season. A one pitch, breaking ball down and away. Evens up the count, 1-1. Thought he had a home run the other night. Hit it right out under the Roto-Rooter sign in straightaway left. Got a triple out of it, though. 1-1 pitch. Chases a high fastball at 96. Can't connect. It's 1-2. Paddock, high velocity stuff, and I'll tell you, a big difference between the fastball and the breaking ball, and that at times has given the Grizzlies fits this year, especially if the guy can command both. Breaking ball down and in. Bernard able to lay off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But they're continuing to hit better against the fastball this year. 2-2 pitch. Chase the breaking ball for strike three. That's a really good pitch. Sweeper off the plate away. 3 straight strikeouts for Sterling Paddock since allowing the hit to start the game. So here is Wilder DeLeese. He is 4-for-8 in his Grizzlies debut. He's a lot of fun to watch. Really great to talk to. Switch hitter, bats right-handed against the lefty Paddock. And he chases a breaking ball down and in. 0-1. Had a fantastic July at the Arizona Complex League where he really came alive. And him and Brito both turned a lot of heads this spring as he lays off a maybe a slider up and away, maybe a cutter from Paddock. 1 ball, 1 strike to DeLeese. Paddock's 1-1. DeLeese watches it skip over the plate. 2 balls and a strike. But both DeLeese and Brito, they will hit a line drive and think double out of the box, especially if they can get it into the gap. 2-1 pitch, turned foul on a rope. Down the third baseline, trickles around in the camera well. Two to DeLeese. One out here in the bottom of the second. The pitch. DeLeese grounds it up the middle. Morales to his left, gloves it, and wings it on to first for the out. Neil Morales continues to be an impressive defender. And he retires DeLeese for out number two. Grizzlies trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. There are two outs and nobody on for Kevin Fitzer. Fitzer back in left field last night. He returns to first base today. 244 hitter with three home runs. Swings and fouls off the first fastball from Paddock. And it's 0-1. The late season call-ups, a lot of young guys. A one pitch. Paddock deals, and this is fouled back. 0-2. Paddock has spent the whole season, though, in Rancho. Got a late call-up by the Quakes last year out of the ACL. Fitzer in his first pro season. 0-2 pitch, and he takes a changeup down low. It's one of the first changeups we've seen from Paddock tonight. One ball, two strikes. But Fitzer from a similar area down south, not to lump in all of Southern California. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Went to school at Northridge. Two-two pitch. Paddock winds and deals, breaking ball down and in. And it is below the knees of Fitzer. Big, slow sweeper. Fitzer was able to lay off the count full, 3-2. Two outs, nobody on. Payoff pitch from Paddock, swinging and a miss. And it was a slider that finished off Fitzer. Two more strikeouts for Paddock in this inning. He's got four through two innings. And after two, the Grizzlies trail the Quakes 1-0. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey, fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Get rev for Chuck Chancy Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chancy soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Start of the third, and the difference in this ballgame, the Oswaldo Osorio home run that was nearly robbed by Yaker Reyes, leaping up over the right field wall. And so far, that is the only run of the game that either pitcher has allowed. Top of the lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the third, due up against Anel Jimenez. Emil Morales, who started the game with a single, has just four hits, but he drives the first pitch. He sees deep left field. Back is Bernard on the warning track. Leaps, and he drops it. He had a couple more feet. It will roll away to the center fielder, Brito, and Morales ends up at second. As Derek Bernard stops short of the wall and kind of short-armed that one. Leadoff double for Morales. And Jaron Elkins will be the batter. First pitch is fouled off to the right. Sent up to the second deck out of play. And it's 0-1. Elkins grounded out to second his first time. And Jimenez kicks in, deals, breaking ball in the dirt. Espinal runs, throws to third, and the tag is late. Morales slides in feet first as Espinal was trying to get around the hitter Elkins on the ball in the dirt, and Morales read it perfectly. So a runner on third with nobody out. And Jaron Elkins has a chance to double up the Quakes' lead. Infield halfway for the Grizzlies. A 1-1 pitch. Elkins lays off, and that is a breaking ball. Nope, he could not check his swing. Reed Hoover, a little delayed assessment of the attempted swing by Elkins, and it's 1-2. Jimenez, 1-2 pitch. And this is a half-hearted swing, but he fouls it off. Didn't quite finish. Didn't follow through on it, but got the bat just enough on the ball. Spoiled the pitch from Jimenez. 1-2. Angel deals, and it is down and away. Sharp breaking ball off the plate. Jimenez a full five-pitch mix. Fastball, two-seamer, changeup, slider, curveball. His 2-2 pitch, and Elkins pops it foul down the right field line and well out of play. All the way into the second deck. Two and two to Elkins. Menez deals it again, and it's cut on and missed, strike three. Slider down and away, and Elkins out in front. Goes down for the first out in the third as Samuel Munoz will come to the plate. Grizzlies infield pretty much in on the grass all the way around. DeLeese a little bit further back. He might just be walking in as the pitch comes. First pitch to Munoz. Down and in. That gets by Espinal. And here comes Morales. He will score to double up the lead. 2-0. As Emil Morales has a single and a double, and he completely created that run on his own. Pitch from Jimenez up and away. Munoz walked his first time, and Jimenez has not been close to him here. 2-0 fastball misses away. 3 balls, no strikes. Pitch, fouled straight back. And it's 3-1 to the left fielder for Rancho. 2-0 Quakes lead. They've scored a run in each of the last two innings. The 3-1 pitch bounced to second. Roynier Hernandez has it before Munoz got out of the box. He will flip it over to first. And they're two away. So Jimenez, nice recovery there. And that would have been one, might have been able to cut down the run there. It would have been tough for Hernandez had he been in. I'm not sure if that one might have gotten through depending on where he was positioned. So two outs, Chase Harlan, who popped out to second his first time, comes to the plate, and he grounds one right back to the mound. Jimenez has it, runs halfway to first, and with an underhand flip, gets the out to end the inning. But the leadoff double, cashed in because of a couple of wild pitches, has doubled up Rancho's lead. 2-0 Quakes. To the bottom of the third we go on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three!
You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Get revved for Chuck Chancey Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chancey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Two to nothing Quakes as we move to the bottom of the third. Bottom third of the Grizzlies lineup. Due up as well. Felix Tena, Yaker Reyes, Alan Espinal. Sterling Paddock has been mighty stingy through the first two innings. Just the hit, but Roldy Brito later caught stealing after the infield hit. Grizzlies haven't hit anything out of the infield against Paddock thus far. 1080-168 leading things off. And the first pitch to Paddock, a fastball right down the middle. And it's a college strike, 0-1. 10-01 home run. That came in Visalia back in June. As Paddock's 0-1 pitch is roped to the left side. To the backhand goes the shortstop Morales, and he straightens and throws out Tena at first. Emil Morales is really impressive defensively. I mean, advanced is just kind of the tip of the iceberg with him, because he has really good instincts, and he gets the balls very quickly, and he's very sure-handed. One out, nobody on for Yaker Reyes, hitting 214, a lefty-lefty matchup, as the first pitch breaking ball from Paddock drops in for a strike. And it's 0-1. 2-0 Quakes. Breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. One pitch, fouled back, fastball down and away, and Reyes just sends it backwards. One and two to Reyes. Reyes almost made, I mean, the best play that we have seen this year, leaping up, trying to take a homer from Osorio. He can't check his swing, though, on a high fastball, and he is down on strikes. Paddock just cruising through the Grizzlies' order right now. He's got five Ks in his first eight outs. As Alan Espinal will come to the plate, hitting 175. He's got four home runs this year. Started to surge in July. He fouls one off. It's 0-1. Espinal, a guy I think you're going to see him throughout his career just continue to get better at the plate. He's already an excellent defender. 0-1 pitch. Down and away from Paddock. One ball, one strike. And I think the other thing that leads me to say that is he's just always thinking on the game and working on the game. 1-1 pitch. He drives this out to right. This is a long run for Martinez into the corner. It is off the wall. Bangs off the John Deere sign. Martinez turns and throws into second, but it's late as Espinal slides feet first into second with a double. That was roped the other way. 94 coming in, 99 going out, and it was hit 300. In 52 feet, I don't think that's right, track man, as it banged off the John Deere sign just to the left of the 335 marker. But the Grizzlies have a two-out hit, just their second hit, and the first one since Roldy Brito singled back to the mound in the bottom of the first. Paddock's first pitch to Brito is off the plate inside. So Brito, one for one. He was caught stealing back in the first. Chance to spark the two-out rally after the Espinal double. 1-0 pitch from Paddock, and this is flared backwards. It will get out of play. 1-1 to Brito. Espinal leads off second, two outs in the third. Grizzlies trailing by two right now. Rancho scored first last night and didn't really let up. And route to a 9-3 win. 1-1 to Brito. Paddock kicks and delivers, and Brito cuts on a breaking ball, darting down and in. And it's 1-2. One-two pitch. Bounce backwards. I did mention that 352-foot drive by Espinal. It hit off the low wall that's about 5 feet tall. I don't think that ball would have carried 20 feet further, so that's my beef with what TrackMan has given me. The 1-2, and that ran in and got the legs of Brito. Got his back foot as he hopped out of the way. Alan Espinal was rounding third thinking about coming for home. But that's a dead ball that will put Brito at first. Kind of created some chaos there as Angel Diaz was going to let that one get away. But Brito obviously hit. So can this be the two-out rally for the Grizzlies? The Espinal double. And now Brito hit by a pitch. Here's Rainier Hernandez, struck out his first time. Lefty-lefty matchup with Paddock. First pitch fastball, high and tight, 1-0. Grizzlies have not made Paddock uncomfortable tonight until now. And the rally coming with two outs, though, as they're trying to push across their first run. 1-0 pitch, and Hernandez just missed it. That was up. Looked like the cutter hanging up around the belt, above the belt. Had that been a fastball, I think Hernandez might have been a bit later. But he might have been right on it. 1-1 pitch is a breaking ball off the plate away. Two balls and a strike. This feels like a key situation early. Grizzlies were quiet last night offensively until the game was kind of out of reach. 2-1 pitch. Hernandez chops it to second. Guerrero gets a big hop. Soft hop throws to first, and Nicklaus able to hang on the bag and in the inning. Two guys reach with two outs in the inning, but the Grizzlies fail to score, and they leave them stranded. No runs, one hit, and the two left on through three. It is 2-0 Quakes on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Did you know that a single gallon of used motor oil can pollute 1 million gallons of fresh drinking water? If you change your own oil, do your part to reduce oil pollution by recycling. Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Just take them to a certified collection center or use the City of Fresno's curbside collection program. Call 621-1452 to request free program containers. Get more information at fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111. That's 621-1111. Program funded by Cal Recycle.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Fourth inning, as the Grizzlies trail 2-0. Angel Jimenez will face Myro Martinez, Oswaldo Osorio, and Jackson Nicholas. 5-6-7 for Rancho, and Martinez takes a first pitch fastball high, 1-0. Martinez grounded out to second to end the first, as Jimenez dodged trouble, but he's given up single runs in each of the last two innings. 1-0, slider up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Jimenez at 50 pitches now. 2-0 pitch. Grounded to the right side. Fitzer was way off the line at first. Will field it easily and take it himself for the out. And Martinez grounds out for the second time. One away, and Oswaldo Osorio will be the batter. And he kind of swung this game in favor of the Quakes, albeit it's just 2-0. The solo homer out to right, that really looked like the play of the year from Yaker Reyes. First pitch from Jimenez down and away. One ball, no strikes. Reyes made a long run, leaped over the right field wall, and almost came away with a great catch. 1-0 fastball misses down. Two balls and no strikes. But now, like, the at-bats to Munoz, Jimenez almost being too careful and falling behind. 2-0 pitch. Fastball just misses low. Three balls, no strikes. Told you it's a really good crowd on hand tonight. 3-0 pitch. Fastball poured in for a strike on the outer half. 3-1. And it's been a really good week here at Chick Chansey Park. Running out of time to come see us if you haven't, as Osorio skies one into shallow right field. I don't know if Reyes sees it. Oh, I guess he does. He just didn't have to move. I mean, he stood still in right field, then took a step back to his right to make the catch. That ball was up there. And that's out number two. So there's two away, and Jackson Nicholas will be the batter. He singled, but was cut down on the double play. Left-handed bat. This is his 100th at bat of the season as he takes a first pitch strike. 0-1. 2-0 Quakes. Single runs in the second and the third. Grizzlies haven't been able to get through against Paddock on the other side. The 0-1 pitch down in the dirt. Nicholas bat kind of came off his shoulder, so they appealed at first, but Nathaniel Rodriguez says no swing. One ball, one strike. Jimenez deals, and it's a fastball right on the outside edge. Perfect pitch called, strike two. Lots of groups around tonight. We had the Fresno State football team last night. We got some youth football teams in the house. 1-2, Nicholas swings and misses, and that ends the inning. Breaking ball down and away, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Angel Jimenez, his best of the night. Keeps Rancho from adding to its lead as he has a 1-2-3 fourth. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth, and it is 2-0 Quakes on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. From city streets to open highways, Toyota's legendary reliability is built for every road ahead. Right now, get a low-cost lease on a versatile 2025 RAV4 Hybrid. Or shop the industry's best lineup of hybrid SUVs with a 2025 Grand Highlander Hybrid and stylish 2025 Toyota Crown Signia.
Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Offers end 4/30/25.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart. Bottom of the fourth, Grizzlies trying to break through, down 2-0. And Sterling Paddock will face Kelvin Hidalgo, Derek Bernard, and Wilder Dunlees. First pitch fastball to Hidalgo is away for ball one. Hidalgo struck out his first time. Sterling Paddock has struck out 5 through 3 innings. His 1-0 pitch, Hidalgo swings and misses at a slider down and in. Well, it's 1-1. Grizzlies trailing by 2. Trying to break through against Paddock, who has been impressive early on. Pitch down below the knees that time of Hidalgo. 2-1. Pitch. And Paddock misses away. Fastball up and out. 3-1. And that will just catch the top of the zone and fill the count. 3-2 to Kelvin Hidalgo, leading off the bottom of the fourth. Feel like at this point it just takes a run or two against one of the quick starters to get this confidence up for the Grizzlies. Payoff pitch, and Hidalgo fouls it off. Bounced it back behind the plate. 3-2 again. At least driving Paddock's pitch count up a bit. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him 94. Fastball over the plate. And Hidalgo down on strikes for the second time. 6 Ks for Paddock. And 1 out in the fourth before Derek Bernard comes to the plate. Here's Bernard. He struck out his first time. And he takes a breaking ball down and in. 1-0. Kind of interesting to see the second time through the order how Paddock is preferring to approach the Grizzlies. 1-0 pitch, and Bernard fouls it back. A little bit more with the breaking ball. One and one to Derek Bernard. 1-1 pitch. Bernard showing button, and that hit him. He was walking up the line and turning. That hit him on his right shoulder. John Shoemaker immediately out because he was feeling like Bernard was attempting to bunt and potentially ran into that one. And Reed Hoover saying it was definitely in the box. The explanation sufficient. Mm-hmm.
And now here comes Wilder DeLeese. Grounded out to short his first time. Runner on first and one out. Switch hitter DeLeese, and he grounds one right into the Rancho dugout behind him. Pulled a bouncing ball foul, and it's 0-1. A 1 pitch, no, instead a pickoff attempt over. Said earlier the longest outing of the year for Paddock was his last start against Visalia. Went 6 innings and he struck out 7. He's already threatening to make this his biggest strikeout appearance of the season as DeLeese lays off a breaking ball down and away. Count even a ball and a strike. I was trying to figure out, he's up at 60 pitches. The most he's thrown this year, 75 in a game. 1-1, DeLeese lays off, and the fastball just gets the call. Looked like it was a bit outside. DeLeese leaning over, a bit over the plate, I think, made it seem like it was a bit closer to the outside edge. It's 1-2. Bernard inching off first. Grizzlies trailing by 2 here in the fourth. 1-2 pitch, and DeLeese chases a high fastball for strike 3. So that matches the season high for Sterling Paddock with 7. It's the third time he's had that, but he has a chance to set a new season high. As Kevin Fitzer comes to the plate. Two outs in the fourth and a runner on. Fitzer, strikeout victim, first time up. Paddock's first pitch is just down low with the fastball. Paddock gets a lot of movement coming downhill towards the plate. And he's still able to create quite the angle running downhill. 1-0 to Fitzer. Paddock deals in the dirt. Fitzer takes. 2 balls, no strikes. Two-oh pitch. Fitzer pops it up down the right field line. That's tailing around the Grizzlies bullpen. It will get out of play. One to Fitzer. Grizzlies trying to figure out Sterling Paddock right now. He's up about to throw his 65th pitch. And the 20-year-old southpaw has been tough to figure out so far for Fresno tonight. 2-1 to Fitzer. Paddock kicks and deals, and Fitzer swings and misses at a fastball at 94. 2-2. Bernard off first, 2 outs in the fourth. 2-2 pitch. Fitzer takes, and that's a fastball just off the plate inside. And the count full, 3-2. That was a good location. Now that'll give Bernard a head start with 2 outs in the inning. Payoff pitch. Bernard goes, and it's down and into Fitzer, ball 4. 2-hit batters, and now the first true walk by Sterling Paddock tonight. The Rancho bullpen starting to stir down the left field line. Should get somebody up and throwing here momentarily. As Paddock at 67 pitches into somewhat deep water right now. And out comes one of the pitching coaches for the Quakes. I believe that is Brandon Bailey, the only team you have to decipher and check the uniform numbers. Good time to tell you that Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. So Reed Hoover breaks up the mound visit, and Felix Tena coming to the plate. He grounded out his first time. Two on, two out in the fourth. Grizzlies trailing by two. First pitch from Paddock, and Tena grounds it through the right side into right field, a base hit. Bernard waved around third. Coming up, the throw from Martinez is hops over the catcher. And Bernard scores an RBI hit from Felix Tena. Gets the Grizzlies on the board. That was a good piece of hitting. Fastball, middle of the plate. And he hit it to the open part of the park. Martinez was right in the lap. And that was a tough hop on the catcher, Diaz. And so it's runners on the corners as Fitzer goes to third. And Yaker Reyes, a chance to tie it up. Grizzlies with their first run. And the first pitch goes to the backstop off of the glove of Diaz. Fitzer scores on a wild pitch, and we're tied at two. Up and in, and Sterling Paddock, who is near the most pitches he's thrown this season, is starting to lose command. That was up behind Reyes, and Diaz couldn't get back to get it. So the wild pitch scores the run, and now Reyes could give the Grizzlies a lead here in the fourth. As Tena wanders off second with two outs. A 2-2 game, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball just off the plate. Reyes was showing bunt. And it's taken for a ball at 2-0. Paddock's velocity starting to dip as well. 2-0 pitch. That's off the plate, 93. He might be going to the cutter a little bit more. But he was coming out with straight heat early. And here in the fourth, it seems like he is running out of gas. 3-0 pitch to Reyes, taking all the way. Takes a fastball at the very tip-top of the zone for a strike. Right-hander Jose Cabrera warming up for the Quakes. It's Paddock. Now just trying to get out of this fourth inning. He was cruising. 3-1, and Reyes fights it back. Just an emergency swing. Sent back behind home plate. And the count full, 3-2. Three and two to Reyes. Paddock delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Ends the inning. The Grizzlies even it up, though, despite Sterling Paddock striking out the side. He sets a new season high with 8 Ks. But the Grizzlies get 2 runs in between. Take advantage of a hit by pitch and a walk as Felix Tena comes up with the big hit to tie the game at 2. We're through 4 at Chukchansey Park. The Fresno Grizzlies are tied with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. You're listening to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball and the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Yeah.
Want to start saving more on your groceries? Sign up for the Save Mart Rewards program. Save Mart Rewards is free, and it only takes seconds to start taking advantage of the benefits. You'll get special offers, digital coupons, and earn points every time you shop. Then you can turn those points into dollars off at the register. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Angel Jimenez should feel like a new man. The Grizzlies have tied this game up at 2 as we start the fifth inning. Really good crowd on this Friday night. They're anticipating fireworks, and the Grizzlies with some firepower taking advantage of some walks in that fourth inning. Now Jimenez will face 8-9-1 in the Quakes lineup, and the first pitch breaking ball to Angel Diaz is over for strike one. Grizzlies offense looked quiet tonight before that fourth. 0-1 pitch. Diaz swing and a miss. Way off balance. Chasing a slider down low. But it's 0-2 to the Quakes catcher. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Diaz 0-2 after grounded into a double play his first time. Now Eduardo Guerrero will bat with one out, nobody on. Switch hitting second baseman. Has a home run in this series, batting left-handed against Angel Jimenez. First pitch to Guerrero, fastball misses away. One ball, no strikes. Guerrero, a home run, driven in three runs this week, and he sprays the the 1-0 pitch, rather, foul down the left field line. One ball and one strike. Jimenez at 64 pitches. Imagine Paddock is done. 1-1, and they're going to get a pitch clock violation on Jimenez. He was taking too long. It'll be 2-1. Look like he kept looking in for a pitch. 2-1. That one went right through the legs of the home plate umpire. I don't think Alan Espinal saw it. After all that, they got mixed up on the signs, and Espinal was thinking off-speed pitch. That almost hit Reed Hoover. I think Alan Espinal is saying, hey, I'm sorry about that one. I was expecting something completely different. 3-1 to Guerrero. Jimenez deals, and that is right down the middle of 96. 3-2. One out in the fifth. Jimenez payoff pitch is lined to short, and it's over the head of Dalis into left field. Bernard quickly gets it in. Will hold Guerrero to a single. A one-out knock. That's a first hit in the last eight batters allowed by Jimenez. The last guy to get a hit was Emil Morales, who doubled to start the third and scored. So Jerry Sullivan's coming out, and the Grizzlies now have activity in their bullpen. Looks like Fisher Jameson throwing. Is the back half of this game shaping up to be a bullpen game? A lot of good promotions coming up. We have wrestling night on August 14th. The Grizzlies' next homestand when they welcome in the Stockton Ports. And, of course, the one that a lot of people have asked about with the release of Happy Gilmore 2, Shooter McGavin. Christopher McDonald will be here. And that is August 29th. We have two more games left in this series, tomorrow night and Sunday night. And then just 12 more games after that, so 14 left. Emil Morales is 2-for-2 tonight, and he takes a first pitch slider up high, ball one. Quake scored the first two runs of the game, one in the second, one in the third, but a two-run fourth inning for the Grizzlies has tied this up. 1-0 pitch. Jimenez misses with a fastball down and away. Two balls and no strikes. But Aniel Jimenez might be getting into the deeper territory as well. He's thrown as many as 77 pitches in the game, in a game this year. 2-0 pitch. Morales watches a fastball right down the middle. It's more on the outer part of the plate, I guess, than I initially thought. 2-1 to Morales. Runner on first, Guerrero with one out. Jimenez delivers, and this is skied into shallow center. I don't think Brito saw it. Hernandez backpedaling. He will make the catch in very shallow center. Roldy Brito never saw that one, even looked over at Yaker Reyes. But Roynier Hernandez tracked it the whole way, and that's out number two. Roynier has gotten really good at those and playing with a new shortstop and a new center fielder. I think he was right on top of that one. Two outs and a runner on is Jaron Elkins. A 272 hitter comes to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball over and a called strike. 0-1. Jimenez from the belt as Guerrero leads off first. 0-1 to Elkins, down and in. Another slider that Jimenez tried to catch on the inside corner but could not. One pitch. Jimenez kicks and delivers, and Elkins drives it out to right field. Yaker Reyes was on the warning track and comes sprinting in to make the catch. And in the inning, Reyes was playing a deep right field and walks in to make that catch. No runs, one hit, and one left on for Rancho. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. It's a 2-2 game on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
The 2025 Fresno Grizzlies season is underway, and the best way to get a behind-the-scenes look at the club is to go in the den with the Fresno Grizzlies every Monday afternoon at 4:30 on the KC24 CBS 47 Plus app. Exclusive interviews, first looks, and special highlights take you beyond the field. In the Den with the Fresno Grizzlies. A new episode drops every Monday. Thanks to our friends at KC24 and CBS 47.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Jose Cabrera will be the new pitcher for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the bottom of the fifth, taking over for Sterling Paddock in a 2-2 game. Paddock, four innings, a season-high eight Ks, allowed two runs, but ran out of gas. He hit two and walked one, and that allowed the Grizzlies just enough space to operate. So now Alan Espinal, Roldy Brito, and Roynier Hernandez will be due up against Cabrera, who is making his third appearance for the Quakes. Right-hander misses down and away. Cabrera, 6'4", 195 pounds, 20 years old out of San Pedro de Macorís. This pitching change courtesy of Roto-Rooter, the plumbing experts Fresno has trusted for over 90 years. Open 24-7 with no weekend fees. Trust the folks at Roto-Rooter. 1-0 to Espinal, and he takes a high fastball. Espinal laced a double against Paddock off of the John Deere sign down the right field line. John Deere Fresno Equipment Company sign just to the left of the 335 marker. 2-0 as Espinal watches a fastball down low. 3 balls, no strikes. 2-2 game. Grizzlies have made the most of their 3 hits tonight. Actually leveraged the free passes that they were given. And here's one to start the bottom of the fifth. Alan Espinal takes the walk. 4 pitches, kind of near, but not so much the strike zone from Cabrera. And now Roldy Brito gets to spin around and bat left-handed. 2-2 ball game. And Espinal on first. First pitch is inside from Cabrera. Brito jumps out of the way, 1-0. Cabrera's first 2 appearances, he's worked 3 innings. That's the first walk he had issued. He had given up 4 hits. So having a hard time commanding it coming out of the gate. 1-0 pitch, Brito taking all the way. That's 88 down the middle with a slider. And it's 1-1. Brito has reached base twice tonight. Single and was hit by a pitch. So his .500 average coming in has somehow gone up. 1-1, high and tight. As Brito just tucks his arms out of the way, another slider. Cabrera was having a hard time with the fastball, so now he's going to the off-speed pitch. And even having trouble commanding that right now. 2-1 to Brito. There goes the runner from first. Pitch is down low. Diaz throw is a good one, but Morales couldn't hold the ball. And he never caught it. So Alan Espinal has another steal. His 7th. A good running catcher. And the Grizzlies are happy to give him the green light. It's 3-1 to Brito. This was a pitch down that was really tough to throw on, and Diaz still made a good throw. I think if Morales had just worried about catching it, he probably is able to apply the tag in time. It would have been close. But Espinal gets in there about as good as you can hope for. 3-1 to Brito. Cabrera from the stretch delivers, and Brito swings and fouls off a slider into the glove of Diaz. The count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Grizzlies looking for their first lead since Wednesday night. 3-2 pitch. Cabrera from the stretch misses down and in, and Diaz on a backhand picked it and kept Espinal put in second. But 2 walks to start the inning. And that may cause the Quakes bullpen to get moving again. Looks like Ramon Troncoso will come out of the Quakes dugout. This is the only team in the league that I have seen have 3 different guys make pitching visits regularly. They have 2 pitching coaches, Troncoso and Brandon Bailey. And then the manager, John Shoemaker, will come make the changes. This is the offense starting to roll for the Grizzlies, though, and they will allow the Quakes to walk themselves into danger. Grizzlies have seen how this can go awry, and some really good at-bats tonight. They drove up the pitch count of Sterling Paddock, got him out of there. And it wasn't necessarily the first 2 hits. It was the last one that did in Paddock, the Tena RBI single. So now Roynier Hernandez hitting with nobody out and 2 on. Corners are in for the Quakes, expecting a bunt, and Hernandez shows it, but Cabrera misses down low. One ball, no strikes. Rainier 0 for 2, struck out and grounded out. 0 for 4 night last night, with a few stretches you'll see from him not putting the ball in play. 1-0 pitch, showing bunt, and it is a fastball right on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1. Good speed on the bases. Espinal stole second after his walk. He's still there. Brito on first. 1-1. Hernandez shows bunt, and it's pushed up the third base side. Foul. Angel Diaz caught it in foul territory and was waiting like he was going to fire the ball to third. But now it's 1-2 to Roynier. This is a pretty good situation for Hernandez, because Morales is sucked up the middle, holding Espinal on second. That opens up the left side for Roynier. 1-2 from Cabrera, and it's down low. Fastball at 97 miles an hour. Quakes have started a guy who is mid to upper 90s, Sterling Paddock, from the left side, and now they're backing him up with Jose Cabrera, hard-throwing righty. 2-2 pitch, and it's grounded to second. Backing up Guerrero, gloves it, flips to second for one. The turn in time, double play. Down to third goes Espinal, and that's why the Grizzlies wanted to bunt there to avoid that situation. And a good pitch by Cabrera to get the double play. And now it'll be up to Kelvin Hidalgo to deliver the go-ahead run here in the fifth. 2-2, and there's two outs with the runner on third. Cabrera's first pitch to Hidalgo is cut on and missed. A slider down low. It's 0-1. Hidalgo 0-2, two strikeouts against Paddock. Grizzlies have a potential go-ahead run early on at third. Fastball on the inside corner, just at the knees. Very low strike called by Reed Hoover, and it's 0-2. So Cabrera one pitch away from getting out of it, despite the two walks to start the inning. It's 0-2, and it runs inside. Hidalgo jumps back out of the way. Just avoid getting hit, and it's 1-2. Grizzlies quiet offensively last night. They've struck out a lot this week, especially the last two nights. 1-2, Hidalgo goes down swinging, tipped it into the glove of Diaz on his slider. And that is the ninth time the Grizzlies have struck out the first five innings tonight, as they leave a potential go-ahead run on at third. No runs, no hits, but the one left stranded. We're through five. Fisher Jameson coming in for the Grizzlies in a 2-2 game. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Come out to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball. Come for a seat close to the action. Come for Parker living their best life. Come with your family, your friends, and your friends who feel like family. Come for the food. Come for the food trucks. Come for the player autographs and high fives. Come for the fireworks. Come for the fun. Stay for the baseball. Only in minor league baseball.
You never know where the road will take you, but with the right set of tires, you'll always be ready for any adventure in California. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Stay safe. Stay ready. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Are you looking for fresh, delicious seafood in Fresno? California Fish Grill offers a wide variety of sustainably sourced fish, including salmon, tilapia, halibut, shrimp, and crab. Their menu features grilled, fried, and blackened options, so there's something for every seafood lover. With a casual, family-friendly atmosphere, California Fish Grill is the perfect spot to enjoy a tasty meal. Stop by today and experience the delicious flavors of the coast right here in Fresno, and don't forget to tell them the Grizzlies sent you.
2-2 game as we start the sixth at Chancy Park. Fisher Jameson will be the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, making his 28th appearance and his 21st relief appearance. He's 3-4 with a 3.05 ERA. 76 in two-thirds innings as Samuel Munoz, left-hand hitter, stands in and takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. Angel Jimenez, 5 innings, gave up 5 hits, walked 1, struck out 4, and 2 runs surrendered. Will not factor into the decision tonight. 0-1 to Munoz, down and in. It's a changeup from Fisher. It's 1-1. Fisher Jameson, 22-year-old right-hander, 6'5", 240 pounds from Boca Raton, Florida. 10th round pick out of the University of Florida last year by the Rockies. As Munoz cannot check his swing, and Jameson drops a slider on the outside corner. 1-2. Jameson has been, I think, everything the Grizzlies have needed him to be. Gets one in there. Caught, strike 3. Slider down and in. Munoz, another half-hearted check swing, and he gets rung up. The first out as Jameson starts the sixth with a really good at-bat. Good sequence. One out and nobody on for Chase Harlan, who's 0-2, the third baseman. Takes a first pitch slider down and in. 1-0. Always like to see how the high school guys, maybe in their first or second year of pro ball, deal with a college guy. And Harlan deals with it by driving it down the left field line and into the corner. Kicks off the wall just under the 324 sign, and Harlan has a double. Got a fastball up and in, and he turned on it. That's the best swing we've seen from Chase Harlan this week. He was all over it from Jameson. But the logic there, I think it's a fun matchup because there's always the what if. Should a guy who gets drafted in the middle round go play college ball, pursue his college commitment? Or do you take that extra year? Does that help you develop faster, get you to the big leagues? Here is Miro Martinus. Takes a first pitch down and in from Jameson. 1-0. Martinus 0-2 against Jimenez, and now Jameson misses down and away with a fastball and falls behind 2-0. Duo pitch, Jameson kicks and deals, and it's a slider right over there at the belt. Martinez started to jump out of the way right as it broke over the middle of the plate. Two-one pitch, Jameson delivers, swing and a miss. Slider down that time. I think Martinez is seeing fastball out of the hand of Jameson. Two and two. Highland leads off second. Jameson delivers, and it's in the dirt. Came straight over the top. Still think that was a slider. Take him for ball 3, and it's 3-2. Quake scored early. It was the solo homer by Oswaldo Osorio, who waits on deck. And almost got taken away by what would have been the best catch I've ever seen. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The slider got him. Martinez was not picking up that pitch, and Fisher Jameson registers his second strikeout. Two outs and a runner on second, and here is Osorio, who's 1-for-2, rather, and he drives this into center field. Back goes Brito. Brito at the warning track will make the catch, and that ends the inning. Chase Harlan didn't know how many outs there were, and he was standing on second base as that ends the inning. Grizzlies get out of it. Fisher Jameson strands the one-out double, and Ranto leaves a runner on. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 2-2 game on the Grizzlies Audio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Saving big just got easier at your local Save Mart. The Save Mart app has everything you need to help plan your shopping and save money on your family's groceries. The app helps stretch your budget with downloadable coupons, exclusive offers, and the Save Mart Rewards program. Download the app today and start saving every time you shop. Your neighborhood, your Save Mart.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Chuck Chancey Park. Derek Bernard, Wilder DeLeese, and Kevin Fitzer do up against Jose Cabrera, the Quakes reliever who took over for Sterling Paddock and promptly got into trouble in the fifth. Grizzlies couldn't cash in, though. And so Bernard, who is 0 for 1, was hit by a pitch, will start things off. First pitch from Cabrera is a fastball down and away. Ball one. Bernard has had a really good series this week. Had another good night last night. 6 for 10 this week with 3 extra base hits. And he pulls one on the ground hard past the dive of Nicholas, the first baseman, and into right field. 104 miles an hour off the bat. And Derek Bernard, it's so fun to watch him hit because I think some of his best hits are the opposite way. But he absolutely jumped on that one, 95. And he can hit to all fields. Now Wilder DeLeese, switch hitter, 0 for 2 tonight. And he'll bat left-handed. Cabrera's first pitch to him, fastball off the plate at 96. Taken for ball one. DeLeese provided a jolt last night as well. Two-hit night. Grizzlies had 4 guys have all the hits. Brito, Bernard, DeLeese, and Fitzer. 1-0. Breaking ball right over for a strike. And Cabrera evens the count 1-1. One more pitch. DeLeese takes, and that's a fastball away for ball two. Grizzlies have picked their spots tonight to run. Alan Espinal had a steal last inning. Roldy Brito was caught back in the first. Cabrera stepped off, and Nicholas not really holding Bernard on. He's playing in front of the bag and a couple of feet off the base. So a pickoff throw, he's turning back to his left. 2-1 to DeLeese. There goes Bernard, and it's a hit and run. DeLeese flares it down the left field line, foul. That was a good hit and run. As a fan with a baby, almost made a fantastic catch there. Baby in one arm, right-handed left. The way he bent down, though, did not think there was actually a person in his arm. Because it wasn't enough to just go after it for the catch. He was going for the souvenir. 2-2 to DeLeese. Cabrera deals. It's a bluff, and DeLeese lashes it out in the left center. This is a long run for Munoz. He will get there and make the catch. Bernard has to retreat to first as that ball hung up just a little bit too long. That was a good piece of hitting by DeLeese. That's the first out in the sixth. Now Kevin Fitzer, one out, one on in a 2-2 game. Will face Jose Cabrera for the first time. Cabrera peeking over at first and almost throws it away on a pickoff attempt. Nicholas, of course, has to turn back towards the base, and I think he decided he didn't like that, so he's going to hold the runner on the traditional way. That ball almost got away. First pitch to Fitzer. It is down in the dirt, and that gets away. It bounces up off of Diaz all the way to the backstop. And it just settled on the warning track back behind home plate. Bernard up to second, so the Grizzlies do take the free base. It's a wild pitch on Cabrera. And that's, I think, something I've noticed at this level this year. If you threaten to put pressure on a guy, sometimes that's enough. You don't have to really be in the running. Fitzer swings and fouls off a 1-0 slider that hung up around the belt. And ball, one strike. Grizzlies, a two-run fourth, ended up knocking Sterling Paddock out of the game. Although he did finish the inning. 1-1. Fitzer swings and flies one down the right field line. A high arcing foul ball into a good sea of people, and nobody touches it. How about that hop up to the second deck? Fan leans over, makes the play. I'm disappointed in the people in the lower bowl, though. They should have caught that one. Like 500 of them down there. 1-2 to Fitzer. Cabrera delivers, and Fitzer just fights it off. He barely got a piece of that. Fastball running high and tight. I think that was a two-seamer, a little bit slower, and it was bearing in on the hands of Fitzer. Activity in the Rancho bullpen. I think that's Michael Vilches. 1-2 to Fitzer. In tight. Fastball at 94. Taken for ball two. So another right-hander for the Quakes, and Vilches getting ready in case Cabrera can't get out of the sixth. And Diaz is going to try and help him. He'll call time and run out there to talk it through with Cabrera. Quick mound visit from the Rancho catcher. 2-2 game in the sixth. Grizzlies have had just four hits tonight. The fourth being Bernard's leadoff single in the sixth. And he stands at second after a wild pitch. Cabrera's 2-2. Fitzer chases it in the dirt for strike three. Good sharp slider breaking down. And that's the second out. Felix Tena is going to come to the plate, but I think he is going to see a different pitcher. New arm coming in, and we'll tell you about him when we come back. It's a 2-2 game in the sixth with two outs on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Ready to step into your Grizzlies era? Join us at Chuck Chansey Park for In My Grizzlies Era Night on August 1st. Enjoy hits from your favorite pop superstar. Show off your creativity at our friendship bracelet making station. Snap the perfect pic at our themed photo ops. And celebrate a ballpark experience like no other. Plus, make sure to stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks. Get your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com or the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, from nonstop entertainment to memories that last a lifetime, Chuck Chansey Park has it all. Join in on the fun. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here. Calling all heroes, Marvel Superhero Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, August 15th, presented by Arden General. Be among the first 2,500 fans and receive an exclusive comic book giveaway. Meet amazing costume character performers, capture legendary photos, and gear up with exclusive Marvel merchandise available only at the Grizzlies team store. Then, stick around post-game for a spectacular Friday night fireworks show presented by ABC 30. Tickets are flying fast. Get yours today at the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office or online at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
New pitcher for the Quakes will be the right-hander, Michael Vilches, 6'3", 180 pounds, and he will come in with a runner on second and two outs in the sixth. Fleeks 10 and RBI single already tonight. Takes a first pitch fastball for a strike. Vilches 1-2 with a 6.14 ERA. This is his 26th appearance of the year, 36 and two-thirds innings. Bernard leads off second, the 0-1. Tenna watches a fastball high and tight. Evens up the count, one ball, one strike. Tenna had the RBI hit that got the Grizzlies on the board in the fourth. 1-1. He chases a slider down and away. That's one ball and two strikes. Might have been a cutter. Little sharper. And Tenna way off balance. So 1-2 is Vilches trying to end this sixth inning, keep this game tied. 1-2 pitch. Tenna fights it back. Cabrera worked around some early walks. The only hit he gave up was to Bernard. But responsible for that runner on, he struck out a couple. Now handed over to Vilches. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Grizzlies have struck out 11 times tonight. And it's back-to-back strikeouts by two different relievers that keep this game tied for the Quakes. Grizzlies get a hit, but they leave one stranded. We are through six at Chuck Chansey Park. It's a 2-2 game on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Get rev for Chuck Chansey Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chuck Chansey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Fisher Jameson worked a scoreless sixth and now in the seventh trying to keep this game level at two. We'll deal with the bottom third of the Rancho lineup. Jackson Nicklaus, Angel Diaz, and Eduardo Guerrero. 2-2 game. Quakes got single runs in the second and the third against Angel Jimenez. Jackson Nicklaus had a single after the homer by Oswaldo Osorio in the second. He swings and misses at the first pitch from Jameson, 0-1. 1-for-2 tonight is Nicklaus. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. No balls in, two strikes. Oh, 2 pinch. Jameson deals, and that is just outside. Big slider misses away. One, two. Swing and a miss. He got him. Jameson gets Nicklaus to go down on the slider down and in. Second strikeout for Fisher Jameson. Second time Nicklaus has gone out, but they... we're not against the same. Jameson didn't get Nicklaus twice. But down number one in the seventh, nonetheless. Here's Angel Diaz. He is 0-for-2 into a double play and strikeout. He takes a big swing and misses at the first slider. It's 0-1. Normally don't interrupt our game to scoreboard watch on the parent club, the big club. Slider down low to Angel Diaz. Evens up the count 1-1, but the Rockies won a fantastic one tonight. Unreal. Swing and a miss by Diaz on the 1-1 pitch, and it's 1-2. I checked in. They were down 9-1 when I was watching Carson Palmquist pitch. 1-2 pitch, and Diaz fights a soft liner foul down the right field line. I mean, there's a host of guys who had a fantastic game. Warming Bernard Bell hit his third home run. He was 4-for-6 tonight with 4 RBIs. I told you the premise. It was 9-1 Pittsburgh. 1-2 pitch, Diaz takes inside. Slider misses from Jameson, and it's 2-2. The Rockies... we're down 9-1 after one inning. That's unreal. 2-2 pitch. Fastball just outside. Anyways, Pittsburgh would score 6 more runs in the fourth and the fifth, and then one more in the sixth. But the Rockies scored 7th over the eighth and the ninth. 3-2 by Diaz, sent backwards, foul out of the play. A 5-run ninth for the Rockies. They won 17-16 tonight over Pittsburgh with a walk-off. How about that? And Dugan Darnell, in his debut, gets the victory. Here's a hard hit line drive by Angel Diaz as he slams a single into left center. A one-out knock. Finally got a pitch over the plate. Jameson wouldn't necessarily call that giving in, but that was not going to be a walk. And now Eduardo Guerrero, who is 1-for-2, comes to the plate with one on and one out in the seventh. And I'm looking at all the good nights for the Rockies, though, and a lot of guys who came through here. First pitch strike. Just did want to finish up that thought, though. Dugan Darnell, 2 innings in his major league debut and got the win. How about that? 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike. 0-2 to Eduardo Guerrero. Catcher Diaz strays off first. One out here in the seventh. Jameson delivers, and it is just outside. Another slider from Jameson. Ezekiel Tovar had a four-hit night, as did Brenton Doyle. Three guys had four hits apiece for the Rockies. 1-2 pitch, and Guerrero takes just high. Lock back in on this one. This is a good one and well worth the full attention, but that is just something you don't see very often, if ever. 2-2 pitch, and Guerrero serves it down the left field line, but it tails foul. That was dangerous into the corner out by the Quakes bullpen. And had that landed fair, I think it could have been enough for Angel Diaz to come around to score. The Grizzlies catch a break. 2-2 to Eduardo Guerrero. Jameson kicks and delivers, and it's in the dirt, and it kicks off of Alan Espinal and all the way to the screen just in front of the Quakes dugout. So that takes the potential double play away the traditional way. Diaz up to second. Now Guerrero a chance to put the Quakes in front. 3-2 pitch to Guerrero. Jameson deals, and it's grounded to first. Backing up Fitzer, he'll field and flip to first. Jameson covering for the out. Over to third goes Diaz. So that kind of works out there because the Grizzlies were able to have Fitzer back, and that might have been one that, I don't know, it would have been tough for him to get to if he had been holding the runner on. So two outs, a runner on third, and Emil Morales is 2-for-3 tonight coming to the plate. First pitch from Fisher. Slider over for strike one. And it's 0-1. 2-2 game in the seventh. Angel Diaz, a one-out single, and then moved to second on a wild pitch. Ground out gets him over to third. 0-1, Jameson. Catches the outside corner with the slider right at the belt. Jameson ahead, 0-2. Oh, 2 pitch. Jameson deals, and it is fought off foul. Beautiful night at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back here tomorrow. Ben Hensley will be on the call with you. I'll be back on Sunday night. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Jameson gets Morales to chase up and away for strike three. Jameson's third strikeout, two in the inning. And Rancho leaves a runner on after the hit. Third straight inning that the Quakes have left a runner on. Time to stretch. We're tied at two on the Grizzlies Audio Network. Get rev for Chukchansey Gold 600,000. Rev up your summer truck and cash giveaway. Play daily to earn entries to win a weekly share of over $49,000 in cash prizes every Thursday and Friday. Then gear up for the grand finale drawing on Monday, September 1st, to drive away in a new Ford truck or over $36,000 in cash. Visit Chukchansey soon and let the winning begin. Must be 21 or older to play.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
2-2 game in the bottom of the seventh, and a really good crowd on hand tonight, setting the stage for what could be an excellent finish. And the Grizzlies needing to find a way to get some runs in. Jose Cabrera went an inning in two-thirds, gave up one hit, walked two, but didn't allow a run. And thanks to Michael Vilches, who struck out Felix Tenneta in that sixth inning. Now Vilches will start the seventh. Yaker Reyes, Alan Espinal, and Roldy Brito will be due up. And they called a pitch clock violation on Reyes getting into the box, so it's 0-1. Reyes 0-2 tonight. Vilches on the 0-1 pitch, first pitch of the inning. The slider misses away. One ball, one strike. 1-1 pitch. Reyes showing bunt and takes fastball just on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Feel like that's a tough thing for Reyes on the pitch clock violation, because he's going to want to use that pitch to be able to attempt a bunt. 1-2. Reyes takes fastball up and away. Two balls in, two strikes. Grizzlies would love to get the leadoff man on in the seventh. Vilches, it's flared out to left. Sinking down in front of Munoz, who stumbled on the jump. It drops for a hit. Good piece of hitting from Yanker Reyes, and the leadoff man aboard. Haven't seen that swing from Yanker in a little bit. But that was something he was doing early in the year well, and just floated it up towards left. Munoz got a late break on it, and it falls in for a hit. Now Alan Espinal, a double and a walk tonight. Reyes leading off, and a pickoff throw gets away up the right field line, and Reyes is off to the races around second. Picked up by Martinez. His throw to third is late. Reyes goes first to third on the error. And now the Grizzlies poised to take the lead in the seventh. A runner on third. And nobody out. The throw from Vilches short hopped Nicholas and bounced up down the right field line. And now the crowd getting into it. Quakes infield draws in. First pitch to Espinal. And it's a strike. Breaking ball at the top of the zone. 0-1. Espinal, a double and a walk. He's reached twice and twice been left stranded at second. A one pitch. Vilches, breaking ball down and away. They're going to peel a check swing, but Espinal did not go. Nathaniel Rodriguez standing behind the mound on the shortstop side. 1-1 to Espinal. Vilches unloads, and Espinal drives it deep left field. Long run for Munoz. He will get there into the corner, makes the catch. Reyes will tag and score, and Alan Espinal has given the Grizzlies the lead. Sacrifice fly from Espinal. And it's the first time since Wednesday that Fresno has led. I think Allen just got it off the end of the bat. But he hit it plenty deep enough. And now Roldy Brito will be the batter. Brito 1-for-1, and he swings and misses. Walked and hit by a pitch as well for Brito. 0-1 pitch. He pulls a 0-1 fastball up the first baseline, foul. Oh, and two. Vilches deals, and this is ripped foul past Dave Keller, who for the first time I think I've seen flinch. That ball was a missile by him at 103. Down by the Grizzlies bullpen. Down and in to Brito. One ball and two strikes. One, two pitch in the dirt. Two balls in, two strikes. Two, two pitch. Brito sends a high fly ball out to center, and that'll back up Elkins, the edge of the warning track. He'll make the catch. And there's two outs in the seventh. Now Rainey Hernandez. Fastball away to Rainier, who's 0 for 3. Hernandez scalds one to second. To the backhand goes Guerrero down into a slide. Throws off balance. But they get the out, and that ends the inning. Good play by Guerrero to end the inning. Grizzlies take advantage of the leadoff hit by Reyes. Come around on an unearned run, and Fresno has the lead. 3-2 after seven. Tyler Hampu coming in. And the Grizzlies trying to protect the one-run advantage on this Friday night in Fresno. 3-2 Grizzlies on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Baseball season is in full swing. Get your tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't pollute, just recycle. It's easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using a certified collection center or the City of Fresno's curbside collection program to recycle your used motor oil and oil filters. Call the City of Fresno at 621-1452 to request free program containers. Pour used uncontaminated oil in the containers, place used oil filters into the program plastic bag, and place next year's blue cart on collection day. It's that simple. Go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
Affordable Family Fun starts now. Get tickets at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This is Fresno Grizzlies baseball. It happens here.
Tyler Hampu will be the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, 2-1 with a 2.29 ERA. His 32nd appearance of the year. He has 6 holds and 5 saves. And he has been key in the back end. 35 in the third innings, has struck out 36. He will face 2-3-4 in the Rancho order. A 3-2 Grizzlies lead at the start of the eighth. As Jaron Elkins is 0-for-3. First pitch fastball right at the belt for a strike. As Hampu gets ahead 0-1. Hampu, 23-year-old right-hander from Middleburg Heights, Ohio. 18th round pick out of Austin Peay University last year by the Rockies. 0-1 pitch. Hampu just misses down low with that slider. Evens the count. 1-1. Grizzlies were trailing into the fourth tonight. 1-1 pitch, and Elkins breaks his bat. A dribbler up the third baseline. Tough play for Hidalgo. Went to the bare hand. Can't make it. And it's a leadoff hit for Elkins on a ball that shattered his bat in two. And this is a tough break for the Grizzlies because Rancho has the best base stealer in the California League at the plate, or at the, on first. And he's representing the tying run here in the eighth. Samuel Munoz is 0 for 2. Get a pitch clock violation on him to start the at-bat, so it's 0-1. Sometimes weird things like that can cause hitters to take their time getting in, lose track. 0-1 in the dirt. Espinal popped up looking at Elkins. Kind of sense that Alan Espinal would really love a chance to throw out Jaron Elkins here. Grizzlies want Hampu to keep him close. 1-1 pitch. Fastball right there on the outside corner. Munoz was shaking his head no as it crossed home plate, but good spot from Hampu to get ahead 1-2. Elkins over 50 steals this year, widens his lead at first. 1-2, there he goes. Pitches upstairs, and Espinal couldn't handle it. He goes all the way to the backstop, and Wilder DeLeese was faking a tag at second. That kept Elkins put on the base. That was a heads-up play by DeLeese. Otherwise, Elkins might have ended up at third. 2-2 to Munoz. Pitch from Hampu, and Munoz rakes it out of the right field corner. This is trouble, and it is foul. Oh, just barely down the right field line. I mean, that must have been inches foul. Kind of lost track of it in the corner. 2-2. Elkins leading off second. Now he goes. Pitch inside. Called strike three. Throw to third. Didn't get him. Oh, no. Hidalgo had the ball. Elkins and Cesar Galvez is out there quickly. Elkins had his helmet fly off. Grizzlies are convinced that Elkins was out. Let's take a look. Elkins got a good jump. I don't know how that Elkins got in there. Nathaniel Rodriguez would have had to see the right hand on the base because the left hand was definitely not where the tag was. And so now a second stolen base by Elkins, one out, and Chase Harlan at the plate. Infield draws in. First pitch down and away. One and zero to Harlan, who's 1-for-3 tonight. He takes down and in just off the plate. Two balls in, no strikes. It's a tough call to make with the two-man crew. That guy's got to be 45 to 50 feet away at the closest. Fastball in from Hampu, and it's 3-0 to Harlan now. Now the Grizzlies trying to hold on to the lead, but Elkins did exactly what you figure he might be able to do. 3-0 pitch, down low, ball four. So it's runners on the quarters now. The tying run on third, the go-ahead run on first for the Quakes. Elkins with steals 54 and 55 this year. Grizzlies will back up the middle infielders. They're going to try and turn two on a ground ball up the middle. As Myro Martinez is 0-for-3, he hit two ground balls in his first two at-bats, and he struck out in his other. First and third with one out in the eighth. Hampu's first pitch, fastball right there for strike 97 with that sinking action. And it's 0-1.
Hit
Hampu kicks and delivers. 0-1 in the dirt. And Espinal slides to his knees, blocks it, and keeps the runners put at first and third. 3-2 Grizzlies lead. They took the lead in the bottom of the seventh after a Yaker Reyes leadoff single. It's Jared Elkins who gets the hit to start the top of the eighth for Rancho. 1-1. Swing and a miss as Martin is trying to check his swing. And it's 1-2 to the Rancho right fielder. So Hampu, a couple of options here. Of course, he's got strikeout stuff, but a ground ball would be just as valuable, if not more so. 1-2 to Martinus, and it's a fastball. Misses outside at 99 from Hampu. Seeing if he could get some soft contact there, but I don't know that Martinus saw it. 2-2. Hampu. Swing and a miss. Martinus could not catch up. 96 running down and in. And Hampu gets out number two in the eighth. But now Oswaldo Osorio has seemed to see it really well tonight. A home run, a flyout to right, and a flyout to center. Harlan off first, Elkins off third. A tying run and the go-ahead run for the Quakes. First pitch from Hampu, and Osorio takes a changeup. That was down and in for a called strike. Good pitch from Hampu. And that certainly had a different pace to it than what Hampu had showed. 0-1. Hampu deals, and that is down low. That was a changeup. 87. Running down below the knees. Osorio able to lay off. Oswaldo Osorio has 11 hits with the Quakes. Two of them are home runs. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 99 upstairs. And Hampu ahead, 1-2. Two outs in the eighth. Grizzlies holding the narrowest of margins, up 3-2, thanks to a run in the seventh. The 1-2 pitch, Hampu delivers, and it is just off the plate outside at 99. And Osorio with an eagle eye, able to lay off. Two balls, two strikes. Left-hand hitting Oswaldo Osorio, the DH tonight for the Quakes. 2-2 from Hampu. Swing and a miss. He got him. Hampu strikes out the side in the eighth. And the Grizzlies protect the one-run lead. Runner left stranded. And Fresno will have a lead in the ninth. How big's it gonna be? Fresno up 3-2 on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Attention all students, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chick Chansey Park.
Ryan Brown into the game for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the eighth inning. Grizzlies hold the 3-2 lead. And Fresno trying to add to it. It'll be Kelvin Hidalgo, Derek Bernard, and Wilder DeLeese due up against Brown, who they saw the other night, Tuesday night. And Hidalgo swinging at the first pitch, fouls it off to the right side. Oh and one. Hidalgo 0 for 3. Brown's 0-1 pitch. Chased. Fastball up and away. Ryan Brown, 6'2", 205 pounds. Ninth round pick 2 years ago by the Dodgers out of Mount Clemens, Michigan. 1-3 with a 4.66 ERA. And will throw that split changeup. And he gets Hidalgo swinging on it there. First out of the eighth is Hidalgo. Is down on strikes. Bullpen for the Quakes tonight. After Sterling Paddock went four innings, they got an inning and two thirds from Jose Cabrera. Michael Vilches went an inning and a third, but the run he surrendered unearned as Bernard swings and misses at the first pitch from Brown. That was a split change. It's 0-1. Brown's 0-1 pitch. Fastball just off the plate inside. One ball, one strike. So Vilches currently the pitcher of record right now. And now turns it over to Brown. The 1-1 fastball in on the hands and Bernard fights it off to the left. One and two. Three to two Grizzlies here in the last of the eighth. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul ball. Bernard got a piece of it, and it popped out of the glove of Diaz, who tried to hold on to it. One, two to Bernard, and Brown misses upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. One out in the eighth. Bernard fights another one off, and this one might have gotten the bat if the ball he made contact with earlier didn't. That one surely didn't. Bernard's back out for a new stick. Two pitch. Bernard chops it foul. Two and two to Bernard. Change up down low. And a great take by Bernard. Will fill the count 3-2. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him. Bernard battled up there, but Brown finally gets the strikeout. Now Wilder DeLeese, who is 0 for 3 tonight, trying to extend his modest two-game hit streak since joining the Grizzlies. First pitch to DeLeese, a fastball on the inside, gets the call, 0-1. Hey, Solis takes, and it's an 0-1 fastball on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. So Brown has stayed a little bit more with the hard stuff tonight. And DeLeese just spoils the 0-2 pitch foul. Two pitch. DeLeese watches a changeup up and away. One, two. DeLeese swing and a miss. Strike three. And so Brown strikes out the side in the eighth. Grizzlies go in order. And now it'll be up to Nathan Blasick, who's coming in to close it on in the ninth. Fresno leads it 3-2. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sync with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Nathan Blasick coming on for the Grizzlies in the ninth. A 3-2 Fresno lead, and the Grizzlies closer trying to secure at least a series split with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Blasick making his 35th appearance of the year. He has 16 saves, a 3-2 record with a 3.38 ERA. He got the win the other night on Tuesday as he threw a scoreless ninth before the Grizzlies walked it off. And now he'll face the bottom third of the Quakes lineup in the ninth inning. Blasick in 42 and two-thirds has struck out 56. He's walked just 17 and given up just 16 earned runs. Jackson Nicholas will lead things off. He is 1-for-3, and he watches a first pitch down and in. Fastball did not get the call. Looked pretty good on the inside edge. Ball one. 1-0 pitch. Blasick deals ground ball off to the left side. DeLeese charging in. Gloves it. Throws low. Fitzer with the pick. They got him. Nice play by Wilder DeLeese charging in. And Kevin Fitzer with smooth hands over there with a great pick for the out. That was a tough play all the way around. I don't know. Hidalgo was running a long way from third. I don't know if that would have been easier for him. One out on Anel Diaz, who is 1-for-3. We'll dig in. First pitch from Blasick. Waved at, and that was a fastball by him at 95. 0-1. Grizzlies trying to get back to 500. 0-1 pitch runs in. Win would do that for their overall record this year. Would also make sure they at least maintain pace with anybody else, if not gain a game. Fastball on the outside corner to Diaz, called strike, and it's 1-2. Plus, you win the third game of the series on Friday, gives you two shots to take the series over the weekend. 1-2 to Diaz. Fastball just outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Good crowd on hand tonight for In My Grizzlies Era night. They've had a lot of fun. And they're waiting fireworks after the game. Friday night fireworks, 2-2 pitch. Caught strike three. Fastball in the outside corner. Diaz disappointed. Left hopping at the plate, thinking that ball was outside. And Nathan Blasick is one out away from his 17th save. Here's Eduardo Guerrero. 1-for-3 tonight. Switch hitter, bats left-handed. Singled back in the fifth. He takes a first pitch down low from Blasick. One ball, no strikes. Blasick, 24 years old, 6'3", 210 pounds from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 19th round pick last year by the Rockies, but he has been phenomenal this year. 1-0 pitch. Runs inside with a fastball. Classic big breath now deals, and it is down and in. As Guerrero takes. Should be three balls, no strikes. Cesar Galvez was asking a question there of the home plate umpire Hoover. 3-0 to Guerrero. He's taking all the way, and that's off the plate inside ball four. So the tying run on base for the Quakes. And Emil Morales is coming to the plate. 2-for-4 tonight. He scored the last run for the Quakes back in the third, a double. And came around to score on a couple of wild pitches. Blasick's first pitch. Slider over for strike one. No balls in a strike. 3-2 Grizzlies, two outs in the ninth. Eduardo Guerrero leads off first. Big hole on the right side for Morales, the right-hand hitter. 0-1 pitch, misses away. Fastball 96 miles an hour from Blasick. Look at Bob. 1-1. Slider off the plate, and Morales takes, good take, two balls and a strike. Slight check swing, bat barely came off his shoulder though, not even an appeal. Two balls and a strike. Classic fastball fouled back by Morales. And it's two balls and two strikes. Fisher Jameson, a terrific relief appearance tonight. Two innings. Did not allow a run, struck out four, stands in line for the win. 2-2. Fastball just up high. They're going to peel a check swing. Nathaniel Rodriguez says no. That ball was up. Crowd didn't love it. I don't think there was anything close to a swing from Morales. So 3-2, runner will go. Blasick kicks, delivers, and it's down and away to the backstop. Espinal will have to chase it. It's ball four to Morales. Two walks with two outs. And the tying run is now in scoring position. The go-ahead run for the Quakes is at first. And the very speedy Jaron Elkins is at the plate. Cesar Galvez is heading out to the mound. Nobody warming up in the bullpen, so this is more about defensive positioning and how they want to handle the runners with a very fast hitter at the plate and good speed everywhere else. Eduardo Guerrero and Emil Morales both run well. Although it's just a 3-2 game, this one has felt full of a lot of stuff tonight. And just some, maybe well played, just one error tonight. The failed pickoff that set up the Grizzlies' go-ahead run back in the seventh inning. So here's Elkins, 1-for-4. Mound visit over. Guerrero off second, Morales off first. Vlasic's first pitch, fastball, just below the knees. And towards the outside edge, ball one. Elkins has power. Grizzlies outfield is extremely deep, so a single ties this game. Fastball over for a strike on the outside edge. It gets the call. And it's one ball and one strike. Elkins is prone to the strikeout. 1-1 pitch. Slider chopped up the third baseline. Foul, and it's 1-2. And this is a real good opportunity for Blasic to put an end to the game as he gets count leverage. 1-2 to Elkins. He got the first two outs, did Blasic, and then a couple of walks. And put the tying and go-ahead runs on for the Quakes. Blasic sets his 1-2. Elkins swings, drives it deep left center field. This ball's way back there, and it is gone. A three-run homer for Jaron Elkins has given the Quakes a 5-3 lead in the ninth. 96-mile-an-hour fastball up at the belt, 107 miles an hour off the bat. And a no-doubter. .400 to left field. Elkins, it's his ninth of the year. And there was the power that you had to be worried about. Samuel Munoz, 0-for-3, watches a fastball away from Blasic. It's just Nathan's third blown save of the season. Blasic kicks in, deals, and Munoz golfs it out to left field. Sinking line drive, falls for a hit. Four straight have reached against Blasic with two outs in the ninth. And now Chase Harlan, who is 1-for-3, will come to the plate. He roped a double back in the sixth. He walked in the eighth. Blasic's first pitch, slider on the outside corner, called strike. 0-1. Blasic's 0-1 pitch. Slider popped up shallow center. This is going to be a long run. In trouble coming in. Brito. Brito will make the catch standing up. Reached back at the last second as he thought he was going to have to dive. And he makes the catch in the inning. But three runs for the Quakes have given them the late lead. And now it'll be up to the Grizzlies to try and flip the script back. Down 5-3, headed to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
I can't do it anymore. Another touch base, another pivot, another sink with Gary. What does that even mean? I'm escaping in my 2025 Toyota 4Runner. Multi-terrain select, four-wheel drive, 326 net horsepower, so I can drive far, far from Gary. Goodbye, inbox. Hello, great outdoors. I'm making eye contact with a deer right now. We get each other. Thank you, 4Runner. I live here now. Toyota, let's go places.
One of the most affordable tickets in all of professional sports is right here at Chukchansey Park. Single game tickets start at only $8. You can skip the lines and buy online at FresnoGrizzlies.com. From the Kodiak Club to right behind home plate, your favorite seat is just a click away. Don't forget to check out FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers for great deals. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
This one has pivoted on a dime tonight. Jaron Elkins' three-run homer has given the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes a 5-3 lead. And he hit it in the top of the ninth. Now in the bottom of the inning, the Grizzlies will have Kevin Fitzer, Felix Tena, and Yaker Reyes due up against Ryan Brown, who struck out the side in the eighth inning. His first inning of relief. So Brown has been tough, and He has an opportunity to exact some measure of revenge against the Grizzlies after it was a walk-off wild pitch with Kevin Fitzer at the plate. That allowed Fresno to take the series opener on Tuesday. So Brown will face Fitzer to start the inning. Fitzer 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch from Brown, and it's a first pitch fastball for a college strike. It's 0-1. Brown has often gotten multiple outs. Most of his outings this year have been more than three. He puts a fastball in the outside corner quickly ahead of Fitzer at 0-2. Grizzlies need a runner on just to bring the tying run to the plate. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball just outside. One ball, two strikes. 5-3, Rancho. They scored the first two runs. And Ryan Brown trying to make the last three hold up as the final ones. Fitzer swinging a miss at the changeup for strike three. That is a real tough pitch. And Ryan Brown has struck out four straight batters since coming in. And now Felix Tena. Tena 1-for-3 tonight. An RBI hit that got the Grizzlies on the board. First pitch from Brown. Cut on and missed. Way ahead of the split change. And it's 0-1. Brown really relied on that pitch Tuesday night. In fact, the Grizzlies hardly saw any fastballs from him. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's another change that Tena swings over the top of. It's 0-2. Grizzlies have some left-handed bats looming if this inning continues, and Rancho has a lefty warming up. 0-2 to Tena, swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight split changes from Ryan Brown, and he has retired all five guys he has faced. He is red hot right now. And while he was excellent on Tuesday, just the one wild pitch, as Yaker Reyes is coming to the plate, the Quakes want to set up the defense because they know Reyes will bunt. And they bring the infielders, the corner infielders, in on the grass to try and take away what would be a bunt attempt. Brown first pitch strike. Starts with the changeup just under the belt. It's 0-1. This is quite the bounce back outing for Ryan Brown, and the Quakes looking to even up this series. 0-1 pitch. Fastball up high. That slipped, and Brown slipped. Kicked and spun around, faced center field after he let it go. Reyes scored what was the go-ahead run in the seventh for the Grizzlies after singling. And he ropes one to first. It's backhanded by Nicholas. He picks it up on a bounce, and he will step on first to put an end to this one. It's a final 5-3. Rancho upends the Grizzlies late, and it's Jaron Elkins' three-run homer that does it in the ninth. Fresno one strike away from securing at least a series split, and that gets turned upside down in the ninth inning. A rare blown save by Nathan Blasick, and the Quakes take this one 5-3. And even up the series at two games apiece. We're going to wrap it up on the Chukchansky Gold postgame show. Stick around on the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
Recycling your used motor oil and filters is easy and free. Do your part to reduce oil pollution by using the City of Fresno's curbside collection program or by taking your used motor oil and oil filters to one of the many certified collection centers located throughout the City of Fresno. Certified collection centers will only accept uncontaminated used motor oil. To locate a certified collection center near you, go to fresno.gov/recycle or call 621-1111 for information. Program funded by CalRecycle.
What better way to enjoy a Fresno Grizzlies game than with all of your friends and family? Ticket packages are available for groups of 20 or more, chill by the pool, or enjoy a company outing at the Estrella Jalisco Cantina, which runs up to 1,000 people. Group tickets are perfect for birthdays, family get-togethers, or just having a good time. There's an option for groups of every size. Call 559-320-TIXS to secure your tickets now.
This is the Fresno Grizzlies postgame show.
Cut on and missed. He got him. Three strikeouts in what is probably the end of the outing for Jackson Cox.
Back to the booth to recap tonight's game with the voice of the Fresno Grizzlies, Tim Slack.
That one hurt a little bit. A ninth inning home run by Jaron Elkins, and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes got to feel like they stole that one from the Grizzlies as they beat Fresno 5-3. Tim Slack with you on the Chuck Chancy Gold postgame show. Come on up to Chuck Chancy Gold and join the ultimate party where the excitement never stops. For a day or an extended getaway, Chuck Chancy promises an unforgettable experience. Grizzlies are going to want to forget this one tonight because there were a lot of good things in it, but just a bitter ending and really just one pitch that made the difference. Angel Jimenez had to work to settle into this one, and now thinking about a couple of just oh-so-close plays tonight that went one way or another, but Jimenez got out of the first inning after allowing the leadoff single, had a runner on third. And Rancho even had second and third with one out before a pop out to second, a ground out to second. Roynie Hernandez made all three plays in the first and helped Jimenez get out of it. So it was zeros until the second when Oswaldo Osorio sent a ball into right field that Yaker Reyes almost made an incredible catch, jumping over the wall, but could not squeeze it. And Osorio's second homer gave Rancho the 1-0 lead. They would add to it against Jimenez in the third as Emil Morales drove a ball out to the left field wall that Derek Bernard just couldn't catch. And it ended up being a double. A wild pitch got him to third. Another wild pitch got him home. And Rancho had a 2-0 lead. That was into the fourth. And Sterling Paddock was really tough to deal with as he had four strikeouts through the first two innings. He added a fifth in the third, but after striking out Kelvin Hidalgo to start the fourth, Derek Bernard was hit by a pitch, another strikeout, and then another free pass, a walk to Kevin Fitzer, put a guy on, and Felix Tena delivered an RBI hit to get the Grizzlies on the board before Kevin Fitzer came home on a wild pitch that tied the game at two. It would stay tied at two until the bottom of the seventh when Yaker Reyes singled to start the inning in a failed pickoff attempt by the reliever Michael Vilches, let Reyes go all the way to third base. Then it just took a sacrifice fly from Alan Espinal to give the Grizzlies the lead. Tyler Hampu in the eighth had to work around a leadoff single by Jaron Elkins, who stole second, stole third, and after a strikeout of Samuel Munoz and a walk to Chase Harlan, Hampu got strikeouts of Myro Martinez and Oswaldo Osorio to keep the tying run at bay. But it was in the ninth as the Grizzlies could not hold the one-run lead. Nathan Blasick got the first two outs, and Blasick has been nails all season long. A rare blink as two walks, and that set it up for Jaron Elkins, who blasted a three-run homer. That made it 5-3. Meanwhile, Ryan Brown, who had come on in the eighth and struck out the side, struck out two more to start the ninth, and then got a ground out of Yaker Reyes to end the ballgame. Grizzlies struck out 16 times tonight. They struck out 16 times last night as well, and they fall 5-3. Final line score, Rancho 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Fresno 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Ryan Brown the win. He's now 2-3. Nathan Blasick suffers the loss. He is 3-3. Game took 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of an announced crowd of 6,200. And 8. They're sticking around for fireworks. We're going to wrap this one up. When we come back, we'll take a look around the Rockies affiliates. The Rockies had a wild one themselves. They came out on a good end of it. And then we'll look around the California League, get you our play of the game, get you on your way for this Friday night. Grizzlies fall 5-3. You're listening to the Fresno Grizzlies Audio Network.
There is no better way to support the Fresno Grizzlies than to wear the bear. Get official Grizzlies merchandise in the Grizzlies team store. It's the best place to grab all of the alternative identities like the Tacos, Lowriders, Tigers, and Growers. And new Grizzlies gear will be added before every homestand this season, along with exclusive theme night merchandise. Fresno Grizzlies baseball, it happens here.
Attention all students, the Fresno Grizzlies are proud to introduce the Student Pass, good for all Grizzlies home games for the 2025 season. For just $19 a month or just over a dollar per game, any student, college, high school, preschool, grad school, beauty school, can attend Grizzlies games in Home Run Alley. Head to FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers and get your pass before they're gone. The all-new Student Pass for just $19 a month, now at Chick Chansey Park.
Two out in the fourth. Grizzlies trailing by two. First pitch from Paddock. Antenna grounds it through the right side into right field. A base hit. Bernard waved around third. Coming up, the throw from Martinez is hops over the catcher. And Bernard scores an RBI hit from Felix Tena. Felix Tena delivers tonight's SoFi Play of the Game, brought to you by SoFi, the all-in-one finance app where you can bank, borrow, and invest. Download the SoFi app today to get your money right. Grizzlies fall 5-3 tonight, but Felix Tena had a big key hit late, and the Grizzlies would not only tie, but they'd take the lead. Ultimately, though, could not hold it tonight. Not many times that has happened this season, and so the Grizzlies end up falling to the Quakes. They will lose a game to the San Jose Giants and fall three back of first place as San Jose beat Stockton tonight 11-2. And then Visalia beat Modesto. So the Grizzlies still clear of the nuts right now by four games as Visalia beat Modesto at Valley Strong Ballpark just down the road 4-1. Only other game in the California League tonight, Lake Elsinore beat Inland Empire 3-2. Grizzlies going down to see the 66ers in San Bernardino next week. But this series now tied at two. Told you the Rockies had a phenomenal come-from-behind win. They were down 9-1 after one inning. They ended up winning 17-16. Phenomenal game. Albuquerque saw those runs and thought, we can do that too. They beat Sacramento 15-6 tonight. Hartford fell in extra innings at home to Reading in AA, 6-3. And then Spokane falling to Hillsboro 4-2 tonight in High A. Dominican Summer League continues on. Rockies got wins in both of those. The DSL Rockies beat the Twins 11-9. And the DSL Colorado beat the Marlins 7-6. So a mixed bag tonight. And this one kind of stinging the Grizzlies a little bit as they end up falling to Rancho Cucamonga. Grizzlies now 49-51. They're 20-14. And Rancho improves to 56-44. They're 15-19 in the second half. Grizzlies will be back in action tomorrow. Ben Hensley is going to have that for you right here on the Grizzlies Audio Network, as it will be the Fresno debut of Manuel Olivares, as Rancho will counter with Logan Tabling. A couple of right-handers. 6:50 first pitch at Chick Chansey Park. It's safe at home night. A lot of good things benefiting the Marjorie Mason Center. And hope you'll come out to that. We're auctioning off Joe Torre signed baseball and baseball card. So you can get in on that. Again, 6:50 first pitch from Chick Chansey Park. And Ben Hensley will have the Chick Chansey Gold pregame show starting for you at 6:35. I'll be back on Sunday night when the series concludes with a rematch of Tuesday's starters, Marlon Nieves for the Quakes against Marcos Herrera of the Grizzlies. Fresno falls tonight 5-3. They'll be right back at it tomorrow in a pivotal game five of this series. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight, listening wherever you may be. On behalf of the Fresno Grizzlies, I'm Tim Slack from Chick Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. Good night.